comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We could go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Welcome to the show. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. We're back on again. This is Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world. Second theme, healthy aging. The past 4 weeks, the station had been hacked. There's been problems, not fault of ours, the staff of PR, but it was someone on the outside did some job to make things tough, and it's been real tough all the way around. Today I have Stefan Rudolph is going to come on a little later in the show, and we're going to talk about a number of great things, exercise, walking, sleeping, meditation, and more, and how to keep yourself, your mind, your body in tune, losing weight, feeling better, and of course with the healthy aging theme that we have, we always want you to live longer and healthier. But most of all, it's going to be about several key subjects, so stick around. Also, the station, if you want to hear the show on your phone, there's a new number. It's changed. Every now and then, the number changes. You can tell this to your friends. Take it down anyway. Even if you're not near the computer, you can call the number I'm going to give you and hear the show on your phone. And my show is on every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. The number... take this down, and by the way, get your pencil and pads, pen and pads out, because we have a lot of great information today on the subjects that I mentioned. The phone number to call to hear the show is 605-562-5119. I'll repeat that at the end of the show. A lot of good things to talk about, mainly, well, I'm going to start off by talking about a subject that is important for everyone. This is not just for people over 40 or over 50, although we do have a lot of listeners in that age category. This is for everyone. Moving the body, exercising is so, so important. And by the way, this whole month we're going to be talking about everything that has to do with body, mind, spirit. We're going to talk about EMF, electric magnet fields, how are everything getting radiated, and talk about genetically engineered foods, climate change. It's going to be, this month will be Earth Day month. The second and third weekends of April are going to be Earth Day weekends with a lot of activity all over the country, and we're going to have some people to talk about that also. All right, let's get to the first subject, which is exercise. I've got lots of notes and lots of studies, so bear with me as we go along. First of all, walking is easy, it's simple, it's cheap, it doesn't cost a thing, it makes you feel good, it's flexible, it's good for your muscles, joints, bones, tendons, everything. And it's really good for losing weight. We've got a high quality scientific studies on this. Exercise, here's one study. Women age 50 and over, actually 50 to 65 pretty much, researchers found that the average rate of injury was only 3% when walking, compared to 23% for other impact activities like jogging, hiking, and other exercises. This exercise is flexible. It feels good. You get a great sensation after the workout. It's really good for the mind, and we're going to talk about that too. But we're going to concentrate first on weight loss. For those of you who are just tuning in, we're going to talk about a lot of great things today. I'm Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world. We're back again after the station was hacked. We had on the last 4 weeks, I believe, we had on reruns of other shows, and people liked them, so thank God they were good, and thank God the show kept moving on. But we're going to keep doing this show. Sometimes I do the show a few days early, and that's all right. It's on tape. But you will hear it every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 11 a.m. Pacific time. All right, here we go. Walking burns off calories. It cuts calories down. It's you burn off the coffee drink that you drank. But first of all, you shouldn't drink too much coffee or drink any at all. One cup of coffee will take 2 hours of walking just to burn it off. Do you want to do that? I don't think so. All right, if you have to drink coffee, drink a little bit less, a mild kind, organic kind, but try to move away from that and instead go to greens, go to powders, go to your juicer, your blender, and get some real great greens that pick you up a lot better, healthier. You'll feel better. All right, exercise, especially walking, we are talking about. Here's another study by the National Weight Control Registry. Study of more than 5,000 people who managed to lose weight, losing an average of 66 pounds per person. And they kept it off for an average of 5.5 years. So this is really important. Also, the ones that had great walking habits and walked more and walked faster had more reported more benefits. And walking a mile a day is better. Walk more than a mile a day is even better. So more walking, walk faster, but keep yourself together. If you're too old to walk fast, don't have to walk fast, but don't walk too slow. Okay, walking builds muscles and sparks your metabolism. That's so important for everyone. Okay, more. When you just eat less food, the weight you lose tends to be a combination of fat and muscle. And the more muscle you lose, the slower your metabolism becomes and the fewer calories you'll burn off. So here's what we want to say. Walking is important to walk more. You want to halt losing your muscle. All right, another study. University of Pittsburgh study. Researchers compared the effects of weight loss with or without exercise in 64 overweight and obese participants. The people that were dieters cut 500 to 1,000 calories a day, followed by a loss of fat, followed by a low-fat eating plan. This exercise group did the same thing. There were two groups, the dieters and the exercisers. And the exercisers did much better. Not to say dieting is bad. I mean, what you eat is not bad. What you juice is not bad. However, moving the body is so essential. It get more benefits. So move that body. Get off that chair and move. After 4 months of study, both groups had similar amounts of weight. They lost 45 pounds on average. The dieters lost about 3 times more muscle. In addition, the exercise people improved their fat burning ability twice as fast as the dieters. So, the exercise group burns more and gets more benefits. But do them both. Don't ever leave one behind. We're giving you the best advice from so many different researchers. I've had to spend a lot of time getting this prepared, and we're here to help you. All right, walk off belly fat. If you walk briskly, fast, for about an hour a day, you'll reduce your belly fat by 20% to 30% in 3 months. And you don't have to change your eating habits. Walking may also help you slim down by curbing cravings. You want to do that. Here's a study by the British. It's a study from the University of Exeter. When researchers had 25 regular chocolate eaters take a test or handle a chocolate bar after either walking or sitting for 15 minutes, the walkers reported less stress about the test or fewer cravings for the chocolate that the non-walking chocolate eaters did. Exercise can increase your dopamine and hormones that produces feelings of satisfaction. Therefore, walking gives you pleasure, satisfaction, or just a great, great feeling. Takes away your craving for foods, more foods, craving bad foods, craving foods, period. All right, next subject. Lowering your risk of disease. Again, walking does this also. The Harvard Nurses Study of health behaviors of more than 200,000 women was studied for more than three decades, a long study, showing that moderate walking for an average of 30 minutes a day can lower a woman's risk of heart disease, of stroke, and type 2 diabetes. And these are all immense killers. Again, heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes was dropped 30 to 40% by walking 30 minutes a day. If you want to improve that, walk more. If you want to improve that, walk fast or brisk. Just above average. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to, you know, get all sweaty. But you know something about walking? This is something I learned a long time ago. Two things you want to happen when you have a real vigorous, good workout, the way I do it. You want to sweat, perspire. And you want your heart to beat after a thorough, good workout. And I get that from running. I get that from power walking. And we're going to talk about power walking also, fast walking. All right, let's move on to more and more information here. And don't forget, for those of you tuning in, this is Bobby Elias, and this is our show, Let's Create a Better World. Second theme, healthy aging. Today we're talking about a lot of factors. We're going to get into meditation with Stefan Rudolph in about 10 or 15 minutes, maybe sooner. We're going to continue to talk about losing weight, exercise, walking, and how it benefits your sleep. Also, then we're going to talk about breathing deep and how it can help you. You're so many different things. All right, let's get to more of this. You want to feel energized? That's what walking does. You feel good. That good feeling will last up to 12 hours after a mere 20-minute moderate intensity workout. Imagine if you work out even harder. You feel so, so good. It's one of the best highs in the world. This is according to the University of Vermont, a study. They had adults walk for 30 minutes a day, five times a week, and reported that they had more energy to get through their daily tasks. They feel healthier, and they're more confident. Isn't that great? Okay, boost your mood. Every time you walk, your body releases hormones that make you feel good and reduce stress. Isn't that great? All right, another study. University of Texas at Austin. Researchers found that just 30 minutes of walking a day can give a temporary lift from even major depression. Repeat, 30 minutes a day walking by this major study will give you a temporary lift from even major depression. Could add stress to that. So walking does that also. Walkers reported an 85% No, wait a minute. I'm losing my information here. Hold on a second. All right, let's move on to the next subject. My notes. So many notes, it's pathetic. So here's another one. Eat less food. Chew your food and eat slow. Now, here's a secret that I use every day. I drink my water or my liquid, 8 ounces, more or less, even more, maybe a little less, 6 ounces, 8 ounces, 10 ounces, 12 ounces. Of water, preferably, before your meal. 5 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour before your meal. I'd say a good middle ground would be 10, 15, 20 minutes. It could be 5, it could be 30. If you're in a rush, 2 minutes of work. And then chew your... Now, here's the key. Chew your food slowly. You'll wind up getting full quicker. You'll probably eat less, and you'll feel better because of the walking. Because of the water that you drank and because you're chewing slowly. Chewing slowly. Experts say 30 to 40 chews per bite. That's a lot. I say at least 20. And chew them thoroughly and take your time. I have a son that's autistic. I tell him, okay, Bobby. His name is Bobby Jr. When you eat, as soon as you take that thing in your spoon or your fork, put the fork or spoon down, not chew. I chew with him. I say, They chew together 20, 30, or more times. And I tell him, good. Now, next thing. He's learning. He does what I say. Thank goodness. Okay. Here we go. University of Pittsburgh study. Researchers compared the effects of weight loss with or without exercise in 64 overweight and obese participants. The dieters cut 500 to 1,000 calories a day following a low-fat eating plan. And, of course, the other ones didn't do too well, as you can imagine. So dieting is important. Another study, same group. After 4 months, both groups lost similar amounts of weight, 45 pounds on average. But the dieters lost about 3 times more muscle. In addition, the exercise improved. Wait a minute, I think we went over that. I know, I'm sorry about that. Let's move on. All right. That's a repeat. Sleeping. You can sleep better if you exercise more. Now, it's better to exercise in the morning or maybe early in the day, midday maybe, but you don't want to exercise late at night because it gets you hyped up. Well, a few people like myself are opposite that. I do a good walk in the morning, and I do one before I go to sleep, only because I'm a little hyper, my mind is active, and I want to just wear out my body so that my mind can relax, and it does. Excuse the noise in the background. You sleep better. You improve your mood, and you lower your stress. You'll reduce pain by walking. What a great study. Another study, the Journal of Sleep Medicine. Women age 60 or older who walked just 1 hour a week. That's about 9 minutes a day if you go 7 days. They woke up half as often at night, and they slept 48 minutes longer every night, on average. Imagine if you do more. All right, there you go. Let's move on. We talked about walking fast, or did we? Here we go. People that walk, according to the study, another study, people who walk at least 6 blocks a day at a moderate pace were 1/3 less likely to have trouble sleeping until their wake-up time. Those who walk the same distance at a brisk pace slash the risk of any sleep disorder by 50%. There it is. Walk fast if you can. Live longer. You spend 30 minutes a day walking most days of the week. You can increase your lifespan by up to 3 years, according to a study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine. There you go. You want to live longer? And that doesn't include or say what is pretty obvious. You're going to live 3 years longer. That means you have more of a quality life at the end of your life. In other words, not as much pain or suffering or sickness or joint problems or mental problems. You'll be healthier. Your mind will function. You'll feel better. Your heart will be better. And you'll avoid diseases and stay away from that God darn doctor, excuse me, and all those pills they want to give you. So walking, make it a habit. Do it every day or every other day. At least do it at least 5 times a week. It's a great weight loss tool. All right, let's look at see how we're doing on time here. All right, I think it's a good time to bring in, we've got a lot of things to say, both of us. And we are going to continue this later. In the next few weeks, we're going to talk about it. Here's Let me just finish up. Stefan is in the waiting wings for another few minutes. Stefan, and here we go. Here's some things to do, some little tips on walking. University of Illinois says, take away your cell phone and instead listen to music. It's better. For the season, loose-fitting clothes, and you'll feel better. Cotton's great normally, but it gets soggy when you perspire. Not good. All right? More information. Tennis shoes. You want the right kind of cushioning. You want to try them out. Try your tennis shoes before you buy them. Make sure they feel comfortable and walk a little bit so you feel comfortable. You got to have the right tennis shoes. There's good arches, good support. Stretch after you walk for better results. More information. Okay. Stride stronger. Take stronger steps. Start with your heel, toe, heel, toe, heel, toe. That's the art and skill of race walking, or what we call it, power walking. But it goes for all walking. Stand tall. Good posture is important so that the walking will be better for your body. Move your arms back and forth. Move your arms well. Move your arms and move your hips. You walk like a power walker or a race walker, you're going to be affecting most of the muscles in your body in a better workout besides all the other benefits we talked about. Make sure you look straight. Keep your head up. As you walk, roll and push, is what they say. All right, let's post inspiration. You feel better, you're inspired. We've gone over that already. Pull with your arms. More studies, more information. Focus on moving your arms to the point where they're going all the way and lowering, moving the body and the hips, and it'll be a much better workout if we don't already have a good workout. All right. Take quicker, shorter steps. Well, I don't know if I agree 100% with that, because I know people who take long steps or medium steps, and they do well. Swivel, that's just one opinion by one researcher. Swivel your hips. We've gone over that already. All right, I think we've covered everything except, squeeze your glutes. That means your butt. Squeeze them as you walk, and you get an even better workout. Reward yourself with a massage after your workout. Isn't that great? My God, that's fabulous. What a great idea. These are just ideas. All right. Move hourly. This is for people that sit there on a computer and they or just sit doing work. Get up and stretch. Get up and walk for 2 minutes. Walk to the water cooler. Walk to the bathroom. Walk back. Don't just sit for hours and hours. Not good. Chew your food slowly and you'll enjoy it better. And here's a study where you can lose weight by, as soon as it stops tasting as good, stop eating. You probably ate enough anyway. And it'll just be better for you. Okay, the last one, University of Wisconsin, U. Claire, the study, 26 sedentary postmenopausal women were prescribed either 30 or 45 minutes of moderate intensity walking 5 days a week for 12 weeks. Guess who lost more weight? Not surprisingly, the women who walk longer are kind. That's simple, very simple. All right, that's enough of that. I'm going to introduce our next guest, and we're going to move on to other subjects, meditation, oxygen, and how people can use all this to improve their body, mind, spirit, especially their mind. Stefan Rudolph is I'm going to introduce him now. He does a lot of great work with social media. He's a webmaster. He's got a company. He can tell you about that in a minute. He has also healed himself with the help of inspiration from one or two people to stop drinking and get his mind back in order. And now he's become an expert. That's why he's on the show every now and then. We have great talks together. Stefan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing today?
Great. So good to have you on again. We're ready for another session with you. So you finish introducing yourself and tell me, tell our story about how you, a little quick story about your, what made you turn your life around, and then you get right into the meditation.
Yeah, definitely, Bobby. I love your show. I've been listening to it every week, of course, until the past few weeks, but we've overcome that difficulty now, and we're back in the game as far as helping others, and that's what your show does. I've gone through my obstacles in life and have been through the ups and downs like we all go through. And what I'm doing now, I have my own business called eService Finder Network. It's basically an online marketing business. And I wanted to let you know as well, Bobby, as we had talked about before, my good friend Nathan Crane, as an author, has actually contacted me recently, and we are partnering up. And to let the audience know out there, Nathan Crane is a well-known author, public speaker, and a guru when it comes to helping others grow. And what he's doing right now, called the Panacea Community and Panacea Publishing, I have come on board with him to help authors like myself publish their books and get out there and do speaking events, so all related to helping others as well. Nathan has a similar story to mine, but overcoming drugs, alcohol, obstacles in life, that's what we've done. And it's all related to the body, the mind, and the spirit. And just like you talked about here, being on a regular diet, that's what I've done. That's what I've changed, on a good, healthy diet, promoting healthy aging. And a key point that you mentioned too, Bobby, is just the 30 minutes a day that it takes for us to just really get out there and walk or run or whatever our activity is, just to get that exercise. It's really quality, not quantity. A lot of us, and I've done this for years too, thought I got to get in the gym for 2 hours every day, 4 or 5 days a week, and try to build muscle, try to burn fat. It doesn't work that way. What I have learned, and the most effective way, as you see on the ads these days too, with advertisements like P90X, where they talk about just 30 minutes a day, that's all you need, and change your diet, because diet is a huge part. Of course, 70-80% of it is what we're putting in our system. And that's what you're talking about as well, Bobby, is just what we fuel our system with, and what we do to become better people is really watch what we eat. And that's kind of exactly the reason why I listen to your show and listen to you, Bobby, because it's just your inspiration to all of us to keep on a healthy path here.
Thank you. All right, great. That's a nice little talk. And let's talk about the meditation, the breathing. Let me just say something for a minute or two about that. I found that deep breathing at night helps me sleep. And it's just good for you. Good to do it in the morning, too. Because of my lifestyle, I don't do this often in the morning, but I try to do at least 3 or 4 minutes in the morning, but I do more like 15 minutes in the evening before I go to sleep. And because I've had insomnia in the past, and I'm beating it now, defeating insomnia, by breathing deeply, 15 minutes. I do a deep breath for 5 or 10 seconds, stop, and let it out for 5 or 10 seconds, and then relax for another 5 seconds or so, and do the process again, deeply. And this gets air into my brain. Oxygen is needed for the brain in order to function. It's the food that feeds the, I don't say food, but it's what feeds your brain to stay more active, more healthy, and avoid diseases. Yes, it's been proven. More and more studies are coming out with that, and I've heard getting learned this, and this is why I do my meditation at night. And I do my power walking also at night, but I do it in the morning, and I eat nothing but the best of the best foods, organic, do a lot of juicing, stay away from toxicity, try to stay with as much organic food as possible. I know it's almost impossible to be 100% organic, although I know some people that say they are, and they're probably as close to the 100% as anyone. I'm up there, too. It's difficult when you're around, but I take food with me wherever I go. But let's get back to the meditation. Deep breathing. I'd like to get you to go ahead and talk about what it's done for you and some examples, and talk about why it's important, and then also, whenever you can, talk about how it's helped people with addictions. Go right ahead.
Yeah, exactly, Bobby, because what I did as far as my addiction, I was in the restaurant and bar industry for years, and that became a part of my lifestyle. So, of course, with that comes alcohol, the party and the atmosphere. And about 2011, 2012 time period, I just saw, felt, and knew that my body could not handle this anymore. I changed it through the power of meditation. And a couple different authors helped me, a couple friends, of course, everybody that I started surrounding myself with, I started seeing that they were focused on the same areas. And what it does, meditation itself, I just started doing a few minutes in the morning and a few minutes at night. And people kind of sometimes get that mixed up with prayer, and it's not a form of prayer. It's actually a form of focusing on your breath and focusing on what's coming into your body when it comes to breathing in, holding it, and breathing out, and holding that breath out, and then repeating that process. And I myself am a Christian. I'm spiritual. I do my prayers, but I separate this to where I am just focusing on my breath in the mornings when I wake up and thinking about the positive things that are going to happen, doing affirmations, and then stilling my mind completely and just focusing on breath. And what I try to work up to, and I'm still in the process of this, Bobby, is trying to do 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes at night. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a hard process to keep your mind still that long. I'm usually about 5 minutes on each area. And I have an author that I highly recommend. I read his book called Success Through Stillness. And his name is Russell Simmons. He was a figure in my life back in the 80s and 90s, and now he's an author. It's called Success Through Stillness. And his book about meditation, how to do it, how he's done it for so many years, and overcome addiction is huge, and it helped me in that area. Because with my addiction to beer, to partying, and that lifestyle, I noticed in the first year that just being able to process thoughts better, understand what's going through my mind when I think of addictive thoughts, and coming up with the reasoning to get out of this addiction, you know, telling myself that I shouldn't be doing this because I'm going to end up in jail again, I'm going to end up in the hospital again. I also had epilepsy, so epilepsy and alcohol, of course, do not mix. And what I did with the epilepsy through meditation is I cured that as well. And some people have a hard time understanding that or don't believe it medical-wise, but through the power of meditation and prayer, I overcame alcohol and continued that. When I had seizure feelings, I would meditate and do this process and tell myself I'm healthy, seizures are in my past, and I just kept repeating that. So it goes back to the body, the mind, and the spirit. I cut out alcohol. I started fueling myself with better foods. I did meditation in the morning and the evenings and just focused on everything I was bringing in. Like you talk about a lot, Bobby, is the food that we bring in is our fuel. And if we don't pay attention to that and we're eating Big Macs and fast food, then we feel like crap. We get depressed. We don't get enough sleep. We're wondering why we're rolling around in bed at night, and that's a lot to do with what we're fueling ourselves with. So basically, yeah, just the meditation itself helped me. Every time I had a seizure feeling come on board, I had to cut it out and just go into deep breathing, and it definitely helped. So I recommend that with anybody to contact me or contact your show, Bobby, with addictions or problems sleeping, anything, and we can definitely help.
Yes, and at the end of the show, we're going to give all your contact information. And I do ask our listeners to call Stefan, especially if you've gone through, if you're going through where you want to get off an addiction. There's a lot of things that are addiction, so that's important. Okay, so we've talked about meditation. Some other examples, if you could, because I know you've been around a lot of people that, and you talked some about Nathan, his work. And I'd like to have Nathan on the show in about 3 or 4 or 5 weeks if you could help me address that. We talked about it and just haven't got around to it. But more on addictive people and how they can do it. Let me just say one thing about that that's really important. The thoughts that you put in your mind are so important. Let me give you an example, Stefan. You know, I think I told you I had a car accident about 4 weeks ago, and it was rough. It was crazy. The impact was tough. It was not my fault. But here's the first thing that happened. Because I always find something good about no matter what bad happens. But as soon as I crashed, I for 30 seconds, I was kind of out of it. And I looked around and I said, wait a minute. I crashed, but I'm alive. And I moved my arms and everything. I had some pain in my chest, but I was all right. So then 2 minutes later, when I felt up, I opened the door and walked out slowly. Then I really rejuvenated. I said to myself, wow, I'm alive. I'm well. To heck with the crash, to heck with whatever is going to happen. I'm alive. Thank God I'm alive. So I'm just so grateful that I'm alive. Now, that's a great attitude, I think, and I think you'll agree. And so we, you know, and to this day, now, I'm also turning about other things. I don't have a car right now, but I'm taking the bus or I'm walking a lot. And guess what? I'm sleeping better. So I'm walking more, as per our show earlier. And I just feel better. And I'm working off my food better. I'm doing everything better. I'm just so, I'm cutting back
and
on all the
what,
things
Bobby,
I'm doing.
What people say when they see you out there, it's so positive after a car accident. I'd say 95, 98% of people cannot believe it. Like, what is he so happy for? Why is he thanking the world about
yeah.
this? Like, and it's something that we all have to take in. Because I've gone through the same thing where a guy in a car wash just backed in. He backed that into me. Like, he was getting the car wash about to go in, and he wanted to get out. And he hit my bumper, and immediately, I call it, you know, our ego reacts to saying, oh, my God, he damaged my car. I'm losing money. But I had to calm down, like you said. I took a couple deep breaths. I got out, and I thanked him. And he's like, excuse me? And he was kind of confused. I said, well, thank you. You know, are you okay? And he was okay. And he goes, you know what? I own an auto body shop. So the guy owned an auto body shop, and he took me out there, did a free work on it, everything. And he was just still amazed, going, what are you so happy for? Because our ego gets in the way and jumps out and says, oh, I want to get in a fight about this. I want to do this to this person. They hurt me. And we have to settle and really just control our ego to understand that subconsciously and spiritually, we have to be happy for everything that happens in life. Otherwise, our life is going to be miserable. And you're a good example of that, because what you're saying there, Bobby, is a prime example. If you lose your car or something happens, what is the positive? Okay, you're getting walk out there, you're getting exercise, you're losing weight. It's awesome.
That's exactly why you're on the show, because you also are an example of someone who has not only turned your life around from your drinking problem, addictions, and trouble with lots of things, and the kind of people you were around. Now you're around people like Nathan Crane, and you're on the show once in a while, and you're around... You're going to sessions, and you're going to be working, doing some more. Every month you seem to pick up even more, because your life is just moving fast, and so is mine. And we have to live that way. And if we keep doing all the things that we love, that's so important. That's another thing that's, I think, really good for the mind. Nature, get out and walk, and get out and be out there in the world, and do all of your dreams, whatever you really want to do. You want to get a partner, a friend, a spouse, or a girlfriend, boyfriend, go to the movies, go to the opera, go to hear music, go to the dance, go to do yoga together, go walking together, go on the beach, go in the forest, go in and take a wooden walk, take your shoes off and ground yourself. These are just little things.
Even if we don't have it at this time, if we don't have, this is how I started that transition, Bobby, too, is in 2010 when I had lost everything. I had my second DUI. I had seizure problems going on. I lost my driver's license, my insurance. I had no registration. Lost my job. I was down working week to week, day by day. I started being thankful for what was happening, because we say, a lot of us will look at it and say, how am I going to be thankful for something when I don't have it? And when I get it, I will be thankful. And if you take that mentality, it's never going to take effect, because the process of it is, I'm not happy now. I will be happy when I get that car, when I get my license, when I get this. I started reversing that as I was taught by Wayne Dyer and other authors, and started saying that I am thankful for what I have now. I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for the people around me. And it started manifesting these actions, and I was able to get my license back, get a better job, get insurance, and then just rejuvenate my life in overall. And I saw even the little things that started going wrong at that time, they went away faster. Everything was just so much better with positive thinking and the alternate happiness of life in general, just being alive.
Right, and being around good things. And for example, how I met you. You know, I met you a year and 2 months ago. It was February of 2014, I believe. It was at the Raw Living Festival in Thousand Oaks, California, which is up north towards Santa Barbara. And it was just a friend of mine, Marvin, talked to you, and he heard your story, and he came to me and said, you got to meet this guy. So I never met you, and I was amazed. And for our listeners to know, you just indicated 2010, so you've only been really working on your life for 5 years. When I met you, it was only 4 years that you've been working on things. So I can see, even in 1 year, you're really stepping up your work, your people you're around, and the things you're doing, the promotions you're getting. It's great, because you're an example, and I like to be one too, for people to know that you can turn your life around. With all the things we talked about on this show, walking, sleeping better, eating better food, eating slow, exercising more, sweating, perspiring, and positive thinking, staying with the right people. And as Stefan just illustrated, meditation, deep breathing.
and more. You can do all these things. Listen to this show, because we're going to, if you're aging, and by the way, 27 years old is the new thing, and more and more studies are saying 27, 27 and a half, less than 28 years old, is the middle ground for when you hit your peak in life and you begin to age more. Of course, one doctor said, well, you begin aging when you're born. Yes, that's correct. But athletes, for example, reach their peak at 27, 28 years old. And you know, you're in your 40s, and I'm older than that. I'm from 50. But it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, I could still run and do all the things I did when I was 18. And I was a running champion. I did lots of things. And I did, my memory is sharp. Why? Because I do all the things that you and I have been talking about on this show. And anyway, any more thoughts on your part? We're getting close to wanting to chill down. Why don't you give some more of your insights, the things that you want our listeners to know before we move into the contact information and finish up?
Yeah, it's really about the what we discussed about meditation and also the foods that we're taking in, because the brain itself, you know, we need our own brand of fuel. It requires really, you know, the healthy fats and basically everything we're taking in, like you talk about fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, but everything we're consuming is a part of our body. So really consuming too little of these foods and too many complex carbohydrates like processed foods or sugars, that just stimulates the production of the toxins in our body. And that's what can lead to inflammation and kind of build up of plaques in the brain. It's a proven fact. And as a result, can really impair cognitive function and proper thinking. And that's what happens with we get on these fast food diets and we start thinking just quick food, quick fix. And the carbs burn off, and then we're filling ourselves with worse food, and also that is related to alcohol. And that causes memory loss problems. You know, I was hungover, I was having seizures. And just to kind of wrap up, because of all this, I started being thankful for having that experience in my life. Put it that way, the experience that I was having, instead of fighting it and saying, I don't want this to happen anymore, I hate this, I hate my life, I started saying, thank you, God. I know you're putting me through this for a reason. I know I have to experience this to grow. Thank you for this accident. Thank you for losing my license. Thank you for the DUI. I was in jail praying and being thankful because of this last DUI in 2012. And people were looking at me like I was some alien. And they're just like, what are you so happy about? And I just said, this experience has to be for a reason. And it was. And the people were like, you don't belong here. You know, it was good guys in there. They were somewhere like me and just on a hard road. But they saw me and the transition I took to from being negative and pissed off at the world to being happy and positive and really just fueling my brain and my thoughts with positive energy. And then once getting out, going on to a diet of more leafy green vegetables, more fish, healthy fish, berries, just better stuff, you know. And overall, that just completely shifted my outlook on life. I've lost close to 40 pounds now. Because of running, biking, racquetball. I actually just placed number 3 in the state here, Bobby, of California for racquetball. Yeah, in the B. And me and Nathan Crane and I are going to be playing here in May in Denver in the doubles tournament. So we're really into health and fitness and everything else, you know.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we want to get Nathan Crane on the show again, so you and I will talk about that. But what you said, one more thing about all of what you just been saying, and we already said it before, and I've said it on the show, it's so important to be around a better quality of people, of family, of friends, of loved ones, of where you go, what you do. You don't want to be around toxicity, ugly things, bad food, bad people, people with angry, people upset, people that are sick. Yeah, I do a lot of helping. I help people that are sick. I help people that are need food, need a shelter, and need counseling. I do all that. But I keep myself at bay. I keep myself from trying not to get carried away with them and not to have all that bad energy these people have work on me. In fact, I turn it around. As soon as they tell me the bad things, right off the bat, I tell them, well, let's turn that around and see something good. And I give them some thoughts about positive things. They're talking about negative stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I turn it around into a positive thing, and they love it because I'm telling the truth. You know that for a fact, right?
Yeah, and we can't be negative about the people, because we know those people right when they come in our life, and we can't say, I don't want to be around them. But because at that time, they're in our life. They're right there in the present moment. So if we are there to help them, be thankful, and then once they're gone, just say, okay, I'm thankful for that event, but, yeah, I don't want to attract more people like that. It's just you help them as much as you can, but you don't go hunting after them. You don't go searching for someone that's negative energy. So when they do come in our life, we're thankful and we help them, and then we move on.
You know, I want you to know this, and I'm hoping you'll listen to it too, Stefan. Next week, we're going to talk to the people in New York City. We know we have a lot of listeners in New York City because that's where the show emanates from, the studios, Progressive Radio Network, and Gary Nolan Associates. They have their offices there. Gary has a health store that he's involved with over there and does his films using that as a headquarters. So in New York City, on 2 weeks from now, I believe it is, there's going to be a half marathon, I believe April 18th or 19th. We'll get into that next week on the show next week, which will be, it'll come on the 11th of April. The show will be on. I'll record it a couple days before that, and I'll be interviewing, hopefully, at least one or two key people from New York City who are involved with the organizing or involved at all in talking about the benefits of running a half marathon. Half marathon is about 13 miles, and it's got to be a woman's race. I don't know if they're allowing men, probably, but it's going to be mostly for women. So many of you women of all ages will be sure to listen to the show next weekend, especially those of you that can go to this event in New York or some of you. I know we have other listeners that are in other cities and states nearby that should be on the show. So I mean, should come to this race and be involved. And one more announcement quick before you give your information, Stefan. San Francisco is going to be a big health show called New Living Expo in San Francisco, 3 days, April 24th, 5th, and 6th. That's Friday through. And if anybody wants to go there and needs a booth, call me because I'm involved a little bit with the show, and it's a super show. I go to more health shows than just about anybody. I go to, and I love it. That's one of the positive things I was talking about. Do things you love and be around positive things. So we'll announce these things more next week. Hey, we got to finish up, Stefan, so go ahead and give your information for our listeners, please.
Yeah, it's Stefan Rudolph, and as I mentioned, I'm partnering up with Nathan Crane. I'm helping him with sales and marketing in his Panacea Publishing, and that's the website is Panacea Publishing, Inc. So Panacea Publishing, Inc.com. And you can just Google Panacea Community. You'll see all the related areas when it comes to public speaking, books and authors that we work with. So I myself, as an author, have a book coming out called Barstool Knowledge. And if anybody out there is working on addiction, overcoming obstacles in life, look up barstoolknowledge.com. Stefan Rudolph, you can see my information on there. And anybody that wants to talk or has questions related to alcohol or addiction or just coming off it in a different way, you know, if you're going to meetings, great. If you want to find out more about the subtle energy, you know, that you can do that we all have within us, I can definitely help with that and using that to a positive and overcoming addiction. My phone number is 760-215-2337, 760-215-2337. And my personal website is StefanRudolph.com, S-T-E-F-A-N, Rudolph, R-U-D-O-L-P-H.com. And here to help you. So anybody out there, I'll be here for you. And I appreciate your help, Bobby, and always enjoy being on your show.
Well, thank you. And don't go away. I want to ask you about one more thing about Nathan, but I want to let our listeners know that I'm going to give you my phone number also. If you missed anything on his information, I'll have it for you. And if you want to know more about the show and have any ideas, please call me. Here's my phone number, area 323-770-1925. In 1 minute or less, tell our listeners a little quick background on Nathan Crane because we want to have him on the show. I know you're working with him. He's doing all these summits on radio. He's doing a lot of things online, et cetera. Tell briefly Nathan Crane a little bit about him.
Yes, I met Nathan Crane on the racquetball courts. I played with him for about 2 years, and I saw a book sitting out of his backpack one day called The 27 Flavors of Fulfillment, and it said by Nathan Crane. And basically he got 27 authors to write one chapter regarding overcoming obstacles in life, like cancer, addiction, and everything. And I said, wow, you're an author. And the kid's young. He's 27 years old. I could be his father, technically. And I was just like, he seems like an old soul. He's been through so much himself with drugs, with alcohol, in the same area. He's an author, a speaker, a teacher. and he's very passionate about living limitlessly and is really generous in what he shares and everything he does when it comes to books, films, speaking engagements, helping others to overcome obstacles, mainly along the same lines, and just accelerating personal growth in different areas. So check out NathanCrane.com. That's information about him personally. But the Panacea Publishing and Panacea Community is part of his involvement. And that's another great book, is 27 Flavors of Fulfillment. And I think you'll like that, Bobby, and others.
I have that book. It's a great book.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, huh? Isn't that, it's awesome. You read one chapter, you get something out of it.
Yeah. Different authors with different takes on some wonderful things. Okay, listen, we've got to end the show. Don't forget, though, talk to Nathan. We can get him on 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks from now. We'll find out what dates are good for him. Don't forget, this coming April, we're going to be doing the shows, pre-recording them Thursdays at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 o'clock Pacific Time. You can let him know that if he's available for 1 hour. And I think
Bobby,
I'll
have more authors in contact as well. I'll have more speakers with this connection, so I'll have a lot more people to come on the show as well.
Let me just thank everybody. Thank Jason, our promoter, our producer of Progressive Radio Network. I want to thank Jimmy D, the producer here in L.A., the whole staff at PRN. I want to thank a guy who's been doing a lot of work, Stuart Hassel, who's now a co-producer of our show. Thank our guest, Stefan. He's a guest and co-host, a researcher. That's Stefan Rudolph. I want to thank you, the listeners. Thank you again. Be sure to come next week. We are